about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So researchers are moving closer to the development of a universal flu vaccine such that we hopefully don't have to get yearly flu shots. That would really save a lot of yelling and crying and griping and money. My only problem is like what we're seeing with the pertussis vaccine, where now people seem to need boosters because the previous vaccine that we've been using for decades just doesn't seem to work anymore. But again, I like the thought. I like where they're going with this one. Also, it looks like Portland, Oregon has rejected to add fluoride to the water supply. Remember that we were going back and forth with that one. Apparently, voters in Portland had rejected the fluoridation twice since it was approved back in the 70s. From what we understand, nope. Not going to go forward. They also say that the literature that patients are trying to read in order to be proactive with their health is just too complex for most patients to grasp. All right. We know there's issues when it comes to health insurance, but what about the medical information or handouts we give patients? Okay. I just hope they aren't calling us stupid. I hate when they do that. I think a lot of the brochures are pretty self-explanatory, but we'll talk about that. We also want to talk about how doctors saved an Ohio toddler by printing him an airway tube, basically a new trachea using the 3D printer. So pretty cool stuff we need to talk about today on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too cool to take your calls. Your questions are never too cool. Anything you want to discuss, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I have some of you on the phone lines now. Why don't we start there? Okay, let's go. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Nope. All right, well, looks like, laryngitis is going around, all right, if that's what she thinks. Oh, that's laryngitis, no problem. Okay, to cure your, a lot of you guys have laryngitis when you call in. No problem. We'll go back to the phone lines in a bit, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So fish oil pills might cut diabetes risk, they say. Fish oil supplements could help reduce the risk for type 2 diabetes. The supplements, also known as omega-3 fatty acids, increase levels of a hormone called adiponectin. This is linked to insulin sensitivity. Now, where was this researched? At Harvard. High levels of this hormone in the bloodstream have also been linked to a lower risk for heart disease. They say that, fish oil we've been going back and forth with, right? Okay, at first they said fish oil could lower cholesterol, and then they say, well, no, it really doesn't lower cholesterol. And I got to be honest, in my office setting, no, I really have not seen fish oil lower cholesterol. No, it's a shame. Then they say, well, fish oil protects the heart. And another study came out saying, no, we aren't seeing much with that. So, now they're saying that it could help reduce the risk of type 2 diabetes, right, because of the way it causes the increased level of that adiponectin. Why don't you just give us adiponectin? Okay, we don't have to go through the whole fish oil thing and the bad breath and worried about, mercury concentrations in the fish oils. Make this adiponectin and we'll be fine with that. They say the new study looked at 682 people who took fish oil supplements and 641 who were given placebos such as sunflower or olive oil. Among the people treated with fish oil, the adiponectin levels increased by 0.37 micrograms. Ooh! Per milliliter of blood. Okay, now what does that have to do with anything? Well, here's the thing. If it increases, it could affect metabolism. If it affects metabolism, it could metabolize the sugar a little bit better. If it metabolizes the sugar a little better, you have less sugar floating around the bloodstream. And we've talked about how I look at diabetes. I look at diabetes as like an office setting where the waiting room is the mouth, the hallways are your bloodstream, and the rooms, of the office are the cells of the body. Okay? Sugar has to get from the hallways or the bloodstream into the rooms or into the cells. And it does this by the use of insulin. Insulin is like the key to the door. If the insulin isn't working or there's not enough insulin, the sugar just stays in the hallway or it stays in the bloodstream and it wreaks havoc on the body. You know, when we do a blood test, we're not looking at what's in the cells. It only looks at what's in the circulating blood. So if the sugar is higher in the blood, that's how we could diagnose that you have diabetes, because there's too much sugar in the blood. If the sugar ends up going into the cells properly like it's supposed to, then your sugar levels should hopefully be normal. So if fish oil helps the insulin become more sensitive, being the key to the door, so to speak, getting, you know, blood from the hallway into the room, works for me. But, you know, my thing is we really need to eat the fish. Okay? It drives me crazy when patients come in and say, Dr. Dahlia, all you doctors are pushing pharmaceuticals and pills. I want to do it all natural. I go, okay, you're doing it all natural. Can I show you what you're taking, what I'm taking, doctor? Fine. So they show me what they're taking. And they have 7 or 8 bottles of fish oil and red rice yeast and coral and algae and all this stuff. And I go, okay, I mean, are you eating the algae from the sea? Or you're eating a blue-green pill that obviously to me looks like there's some food coloring in it. How is that different from a pharmaceutical? Oh, because Dr. Dahlia got it at a health food store. Because was that a health food store? A food store, it's natural. No. If you're going to go all natural, then you're going to eat the fish. Buying pills, okay, that are natural fish pills or fish oil, yeah, it's a nice thing to do. Could be beneficial, could not be. But don't be trying to say you're natural or you're a purist. All right, then you eat the gosh darn fish. So, just kind of keep that in mind. We know that people that eat fish and vegetables, they do better. Right? Fish and vegetables, you really can't go wrong. All right, so my suggestion would be to try to keep that puppy up. When we get back, your calls, your questions, your comments, more news. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 22nd, 2013. Gold opens this morning at $1,394.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,430.56, $715.28 for a half ounce, or $357.64 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,430.56, $715.28, and $357.64.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
salt, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, many of you have left calls and medical questions. Let's go to some of them on the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hi, doctor. My name's Tappan, and I suffer from a condition called trichotillomania. For people who don't know what that is, it causes me to pull out my own hair, and I've done this for about 6 years now. I thought this topic would be interesting for you to discuss since it affects nearly 2-4% approximately of the population, and so many people don't know what it is. I'm currently 8 months free myself, and I think it's important that we educate society about this condition because there's a lot of bullying out there involved with trichotillomania, as well as people who have the condition and don't know that it's an actual medical term.
Yeah. No, thank you. This, the trichotillomania, you pull your hair out. And we discuss this a lot. I remember my mother, okay, father, everybody said, you're making me pull my hair out. I want to pull my hair out. But this is something that's sometimes, for some people, a very natural instinct. In society, we don't tolerate it much. We don't want you pulling out your eyelashes, pulling out your eyebrows, your hair, etc. But it's actually a fairly common instinctive response that some people have. Now, of course, we've classified it as a disorder, a hair-pulling disorder, trichotillomania for hair, okay? It becomes extremely debilitating. One, it's painful. Two is it's sometimes difficult to treat. It is treatable, though. But, some parents will ask me, they'll say, my kid pulled out some of his hair. Does he have this disorder? I mean, we see this disorder a little bit more common in females than men. But some people, they'll pull out their hair and they'll find it interesting that they could. All right. I think most kids at one point in their life will, pull out their hair. Then they'll look at the little hair follicle at the end, where you see the little kind of the gel-like, right? And then I think most people realize that it hurts and they get over it. Now, some of us women that are middle-aged will be accused of this because we'll find gray hairs in areas that we really don't want and we'll pluck them out, okay? No, not very smart. To do, because just because you pluck out the gray hair doesn't mean the new hair is going to not be gray. Okay, you could go bald. But for some of us that have another 2 weeks until we could get our next dye job, we'll start pulling our hair out. And then, of course, you'll have little girls watch their moms pluck their eyebrows. Or go, I had to pick up one of my kids from school and take him with me when I had to get my eyebrows waxed. And, of course, because he was young, I made him come in with me. How horrifying. All right, and of course, I try not to flinch. I didn't do the upper lip wax. If I had done the upper lip wax, I would have been screaming. But, I didn't flinch because I didn't want him to think it was hurting, but it does. I mean, when he's not there, I'm like, holy mother, oh, that hurts, ow! But in front of him, I was like, oh, it's okay. No big thing. People are surrounded by people pulling out hairs, etc. But it gets to be a quote unquote disorder when there's this urge to pull out your hair and then you feel relief after the hair is pulled. And you'll see kids, you'll see women, you'll see men with patches of hair pulled out. Again, it's easier for a woman to do it than a man. And sometimes these people will actually chew on the hair after they pulled it out, or they'll sit there and play with the hair. Sometimes they'll find relaxation or relief by taking the hair that they pulled out and rub it on their face. Now, I sometimes take my hair, it's still attached to my head, and I'll put my hair on the form of a mustache. And the reason why I do that is I'm trying to overcompensate for my concern that I'm getting upper hair lip hair. So I'll just sit there when I talk to people and I'll put the hair up on my nose, pretending I have a mustache. So then when I remove the hair from my face, they don't notice. It looks like there's less hair as opposed to going, oh, she may have some extra upper lip hair. But, all comments aside, this could be extremely serious. It could also be inherited. So if mom or grandma or aunt used to pull out their hair, you want to watch your young daughters and your young children because some of these kids will start pulling out their hair. It's also, seen in people who have stress because it's a way to cope stress. Now, some of you are probably thinking, well, then what's the difference between those people and pickers? Now, you have people out there that are pickers, where if they'll have a scab, they'll just pick at the scab. Or they have a pimple, they'll pick at the pimple. It's very similar psychologically. It's in that same psychological family where you find relief in causing a little bit of pain. I don't know what to call that, if there is a psychological term for that. But you endure some sort of pain, and after that, you find relief. Maybe it's a distraction mechanism. Maybe it's a instinct. Maybe it's a tick. Right? Tick are involuntary movements. Although some of these women or men that have the hair pulling disorder, they are consciously doing it. Okay, so what do you do? Well, first, you want to find out what's going on with them in terms of, are there certain stressors? When do they do it? So usually with these patients, I'll have them write down when they did it. Is it usually in the morning? Is it usually at night? Is it before meals when they're hypoglycemic? Is it after meals, after they've had a sugar rush? Is it after the in-laws came into town? Is it before the in-laws come into town? Is it after they talk to their mother for 20 minutes on the phone? But you want to map when their peaks are, okay? And you want to do that because psychologically speaking, you want to be able to start instituting some sort of therapy, long-term therapy, and then some short-term therapy goals where you can hopefully prevent the pulling an hour or two before it happens. The only thing is you will have a subset of people that say, oh, I just do it whenever I'm in the mood. So with that, it's a little bit more difficult, and then you want to then have more of that long-term type of treatment. So we usually start bringing in the psychotherapists for this. Behavioral therapists and cognitive therapists are also extremely helpful. So we get some sort of therapy. Some of the therapy they use, it's not like the stop think, but it's one of those things where you need to force yourself to redirect your head. You got to stop yourself, either like a freeze type thing we call it, or stop think, or some sort of stop movement where you have to stop and then you need to move your hand. And we do these habit reversal training types of techniques. Okay, like, you know, people biting their nails, all right? You know how we used to have to stop kids from sucking their thumb or biting their nails when we were younger? Although now I'm not as worried about thumb suckers because usually the dentists have real good ways and techniques to kind of help. But, and I don't have any problems with pacifiers. I like pacifiers. If it keeps the baby shut up and quiet, I'm happy. Let mom get some sleep. All right, one of my babies loved the pacifier. The other one, no, didn't want it. And boy, was he always like, wah! And I'm like, just take the gosh darn pacifier. But anyway, the psychotherapy, the, you know, taking the kids' hands out of their mouth, and, you know, very nicely and gently and reassuringly, you know, and because you don't want to scare them. You don't want them to do this in hiding. Same thing with the hair pulling. Okay, I'm going to bring your hand to the ear. Okay, or I'm going to hold your hands, all right? And it's certain therapy that a lot of times you do need family members to have. There's also a type of therapy called acceptance and commitment therapy, where it helps people learn to accept their hair pulling urges while teaching them how to not act on their impulses, because it's an impulse control. I want to pull out my hair. I want to feel the pain. I'm going to get relief after that's done. Now, are there medications? Yeah, a lot of times we'll use certain medications, antidepressants, anti-anxieties. Those help. Hypnosis, I'm a fan of. Mayo Clinic also suggests hypnosis, certain relaxation techniques, but it is treatable. Unfortunately, before somebody gets adequate treatment, it could be extremely debilitating in terms of the child already being ridiculed at school, having bald spots, women needing to purchase wigs to cover it up. And for those that pulled out all their eyelashes, very, very difficult to try to hide that. People pulling out their eyebrows. I seem to tend to look for it more, you know, and I'll ask more about it. But it is a lot more common than you think. So I hope that answers the question. All right, guys, when we come back, is health literature too complex for us patients to grasp? Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo.
Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So I guess a new study published in the Journal of American Medical Association Internal Medicine suggests that many people are getting confused because experts are creating educational materials that are too difficult for patients and their families to grasp. They say patients will often come into the office, and one of the first things they say to you about the technical information, they'll say they've been on the Internet, and they'll quote one or two key phrases to you. All right? And when, I guess, people get the information that they see either on the Internet or in some of these written pamphlets, apparently, they may not still be at a level that most people could understand. Now, I mean, when I was in training, I know we had multilingual pamphlets. They were in English and Spanish because it didn't make sense for us to hand to somebody who spoke not a word of English but only spoke Spanish, an English-written pamphlet. If there wasn't a Spanish-written pamphlet, translated pamphlet, because I speak Spanish, I would sit there and go through the pamphlet with them, and I would translate for them. I couldn't do that all the time, of course. All right? But the average reading level of online materials, they say, by groups ranging from the American Society of Anesthesiologists to the American Psychiatric Association, fall anywhere from the ninth grade to the sophomore year college, which is far above the fourth to sixth grade reading level recommended by the American Medical Association and by a number of U.S. government agencies. Those guidelines are based on the fact that the average American reads at seventh or eighth grade level. Do you guys believe that? Really? Do we not maintain our high school ability to read? I mean, you know, just because I went to college and medical school, I don't think I was exposed to any fancier literature. Most of my vocabulary that I learned was in high school because it was all about SAT. I went to four different high schools, but one of them was all about SAT prep. So we would get 20 new vocabulary words each week, and we would be tested on 200 of them a week. So it would be cumulative. So you'd be tested on this week's words, last week's words, the week before's words. So basically 10 weeks worth of words. So you would have to know your vocabulary of 200 words every week, you know, including the 20 new ones. So I would say my peak was high school in terms of vocabulary. Then comes college, right? And you know, now you're out of the parents' house, right? You get to cuss in a college classroom. I didn't realize that. You get to cuss. It's all, you know, all these liberties that you have. Yeah, you had a couple English classes, but for the most part, my core requirements were done by freshman year. And then I, you know, did a lot of my biology. And, yes, there were chemistry words and, you know, supersaturation and, I don't know, balance and neutral and carbon. I mean, I don't really think that enhanced my vocabulary. I'm not sure. Maybe I should have taken some more English classes. I'm not very extremely proud of my vocabulary. But I hate to think that we as an American population are kind of stuck at the 7th, 8th grade level. And we have difficulty reading something that could possibly be 9th or 10th grade level written online. Now, is it because many people don't understand English and English is a second language for many of us Americans? Is that a reality maybe we need to come to grips with, that the average American later will not be able to speak English or understand English to a degree of a high schooler? Or is it that we've receded because of the texting, because of the Facebooking, the LOLs, the OMGs, the LMARFO? I don't know. I mean, is it that we don't have to spell anymore because we have spell checks? You know, I had a lot of misspelling on Facebook when I would post. Spelling is not my forte. I'm really good in math, but not spelling. And now Facebook offers Facebook has spell check. So as you're typing, if you misspell, remember I had correct your Facebook friend spelling day. So I wanted us all to go on people's status updates and correct their spelling just to annoy them. Well, I guess a couple weeks later, Facebook has come up with, spell check automatically in Facebook. So you don't even have to spell correctly anymore. There's some mommy there to wipe our butts when it comes to making mistakes. I mean, maybe that's why we're just starting to fall short. You know, and the reason why I brought up texting is because, and tweeting, is because you can't use multisyllabic words as easily as you can in verbal prose. So if you're trying to text, you're going to use the smallest word. You're going to abbreviate. We have a whole new language now. Being able to understand abbreviations. It's a whole new language. But no one's using multisyllabic words. You don't see words like surveillance with multiple letters. You don't, you know, in certain tweets. Tweets have to be short. I think, what, you only have 130 characters you could use? Why are we doing that to ourselves? Don't you think you want us to be more verbose? Don't you want to challenge us? Have us use more eloquent prose? You know, dangle a couple participles, have some compound sentences, but no. And even punctuation, right? You know, I have to tell my sons, you need to have two spaces after a period before the next letter. And there has to be a space after a comma. The problem is with tweeting or even Facebooking, you get into the trend of not using the space. And so a lot of the basic grammar rules that we learned are out the window. All right. Now, they're also saying that many medical organizations are using jargon. All right. So, and they're also using, I guess, cliches. They say when it came to the quality of writing obstetrics and gynecology, all right, these brochures really failed to deliver, or these online informations. They say materials in that specialty had nearly 6 cliches for every 50 pages. I'm not sure which cliches they could use for gynecology. And they also contain the highest total number of indefinite article mistakes, improper use of A and improper use of an. You know, one thing I have, though, noticed from many newspaper online journals is the spelling and the grammar is hideous. I am noticing that. Misspellings are ridiculous. Misquotes, double negatives, and even giving wrong information because of the double negative. I have to admit to that. So what do you do if you want to get good, concise information? Now, one of my favorite websites is WebMD. We talked about a couple years ago, which is your go-to website for health information, and what do you like to read? What's easier for you? Some of you said WebMD. Some of you said Mayo Clinic. Some of you said Dr. Dahlia Facebook posts, which, again, I don't count. I'm talking about you wanting to look up chest pain, then what gives you a pretty good dissertation on symptoms you should be looking for, signs, etc. So I'm a huge fan of WebMD and Mayo Clinic. There's Medline, Medscape. There's a variety of real good ones. But I do have to admit, MedPage, I believe, is one where when they go through the studies, they start to lose you. When they start to have numbers and standard deviations and N values. So you know, I would suggest there being, I mean, obviously this is a capitalistic society. Somebody could very easily take advantage, you know, come up with a sort of a very reader-friendly website that could answer people's medical concerns. But, you know, I look at a lot of them out there, and they're very easy to read. See, I need big font. I need pictures. I need diagrams. And I need things to be terse and to the point. All right, and if you do that, I don't think you have to worry about 6th grade level versus 9th grade level. But if we really are at the point where we can't understand things online or in brochures that are anything above an 8th grade level, I think we have a huge problem as adults. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste, by far. Best results, by far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, just to kind of take a quick sidestep here, it was really horrifying to hear of a British soldier being, horrifically macheted on a London street. And, it was by, from what I understand, two men that had been shot by police. And, many of you have already heard the story. And, they had two men and hacked the soldier to death. When this happened in broad daylight in front of other people, many people were shocked. One, you heard of women who actually calmed down the attackers and stopped them, from what we understand, from slicing more people up and stabbing more people. And this CNN headline just caught my eye over the break. The quote-unquote armies of one. And it asks, are lone wolf attacks the future of terrorism? Now, when somebody had caught on camera one of the men who had stabbed the soldier, he had blood all over his hands, was still wielding the knife, was saying, none of you are safe. All right, don't worry about this being done basically in front of women and children. Women see this in our country too. British Americans killing our Muslim brethren, so to speak. And, you know, none of you are safe. And, of course, that, you know, sent a huge concern. I mean, to any of us watching this, although many of us have, we understand that there are people out there that do take matters into their own hands, but I don't think these are quote-unquote lone wolves, all right? I think, all right, there are people that are brainwashed into radical Islam that feel killing is proper and that killing is the way to go and you'll be martyred and you'll get to go to paradise and have virgins and I don't know what the rumor is because I don't know if anybody came back and said, yeah, that's what it's like up here. And I don't think these are just rogue people saying I'm going to take matters into my own hands. I think there is a continuous production of these people, and they're told sometime in life when you find the right place at the right time, do it. So going back to the Chechenian brothers, the Tsarnaev brothers, and the Boston bombing, when I hear the media try to say, oh, it was just two brothers, right, you know, going rogue, No. I don't think they've gone rogue. I think that this is something that is webbed and intertangled all over the world with their people. There's people out there, maybe not huddled in groups, but singularly have directions on what to do, or even if they are direct directions, they're very vague directions on either, this is, like, for example, Girl Scouts have to sell a certain amount of Girl Scout cookies. All right, maybe they're given a time limit, maybe they're not. And what I'm wondering is, are these quote-unquote lone wolves, all right, do they have certain instructions? Or they're told before you die or leave this earth, you need to do X, Y, and Z. And here we are going after these individual lone wolves. You could be chasing these guys for decades. I don't know. All right, so yesterday, two men hacked a soldier to death near his military barracks in Woolwich, southeast London, before delivering a message to a witness's camera saying, we swear to the mighty Allah, we will never stop fighting you until you leave us alone. You see, it's we. This British soldier, he says, is an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Now, they say, according to CNN, this message has all the hallmarks of classic Al-Qaeda rhetoric. And experts believe that the blood-soaked men wielding cleavers for the cameras in London are just the latest proponents of the open-source jihad that seems to have grown just as the U.S.-led war on terror scattered the organization's terror cells around the world. They say nearly a decade ago there was a debate within Al-Qaeda about the future of the organization. Afghanistan had been overrun by U.S. forces, the Taliban had been forced to retreat, and as a result, Al-Qaeda lost its ability to train recruits there. So, they believe the organization needed a new plan to stay relevant, and then had operations in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen. Right? And then came Abu Musab al-Suri, the so-called architect of the new Al-Qaeda, who had a simple plan to change the way Al-Qaeda took the fight to the West. So, from what we understand, the idea that every Muslim should be an army of one, where every individual Muslim should be an autonomous hub that goes out and strikes the West, makes it more difficult to contain. So this is what we're dealing with now with the war on terror. And it wasn't a gun. This time it was a knife. Okay, so I don't think gun control is going to solve this problem. In fact, gun control now scares the living daylights out of me. I think out of a lot of us. But I think these people have a mission. And whether they act with their younger brother, whether they act with a couple buddies from school, whether they act by themselves, I think they have instructions. And if not discreet instructions, vague instructions, or vague directions on what to do. And these people are going to carry it out. I don't know how you find them. I don't know how you would do this using the political correctness that the TSA now has to use, and our government and our first responders have to use. But this is some scary stuff. And it's a shame because innocent people are dying. And it makes no sense to me at all. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. On a happy note, doctors have been able to save an Ohio toddler by quote-unquote printing him an airway tube. All right. Apparently, this little boy, Kaiba Gionfrido, okay, had a birth defect. His little airway kept collapsing, causing his breathing to stop and often his heart, too. But doctors in Michigan had been trying to figure out how they could do, like, an artificial airway splint that could be implanted in the patient, all right? And what they did is they printed out 100 tiny tubes using computer-guided lasers to stack and fuse thin layers of plastic instead of paper and ink to form various sizes and shapes. The next day, with special permission from the FDA, hopefully that happened quickly, they implanted one of these tubes into little Kaiba. This was the first time this was done. Suddenly, the baby was able to breathe, and it's built such that there's a slit in it where it can expand as the baby grows. So he could have his tracheotomy tube replaced later, hopefully not need breathing machine. This is some pretty cool stuff. Now, we have been doing windpipe transplants now more than ever, being able to make a scaffold or using stem cells on a scaffold. And remember, we implanted, I think, one of the first windpipes about a year ago. This, however, was a different problem, where his bronchus, which is one of the two airways that branch off the main windpipe that goes into the lungs, one of those was what was improperly formed. So you can't just give him a trachea. It's a little bit more advanced than that. And about 2,000 babies in the U.S. are born each year with this. 2,000. Some of them outgrow them. So, you know, when more tissue could grow, some of them don't. So in severe cases, these babies could die. So I think it is phenomenal. You know, I give my printer a lot of crap and a lot of, you know, bad publicity because I'm sick of pain for the toner. But I got to tell you, bravo. I mean, printers to make organs. All right, guys, don't go away. I'm going to talk about 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems
system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.